Tough day for all of us, players, coaches, fans, everybody involved. Hardest sequence for us was probably the finish, and that's what we watched as a team today from where we had the missed opportunity for an interception, resuming a penalty, which led to a scramble on 3rd and 19, which after watching today was as hard as it could be for us, worst play defensively for us all year. Then led into the 3rd down touchdown, then the interception on the next drive. So we watched that all together as a group to make sure we understood exactly the message about finishing that we want to have. The lessons in finishing are hardest because it's really clear. And it's at that time of the game where it's at the moment where we're all recognizing. And that's in any sport, whether it's basketball or fighting or basketball. And that was the time for us today. Yesterday, the game was at hand. We didn't get the job done. And that was the lesson we wanted to make sure we got across today. It's going to be a huge part of what I want to get accomplished here in terms of the finish and the attitude that we want to play with. And so we didn't get that done yesterday. That'll open it up.
Yeah, Coach, on the 3rd and 19, was it a matter of everybody not swarming to the ball and getting them down?
Yep, absolutely. When I watched it for the second time, it was really frustrating and one that makes you sick when you watch at it, to see a play like that, not have the type of mindset to go get it at the end. So, it was clearly the example of that. Because there's no guarantee even in that spot that, you know, it's still going to be a long field goal. Yeah.
I didn't see the on the interception again there, but was there a check down guy for him? Because Labonte felt free to drop back that far for a reason, I felt.
Could you repeat?
Was there a check down guy underneath that Devontae came off of to drop so far back into the lane on the interception there?
No, I think the guy just had good depth on it. So there's certain coverage and style that they play. Sometimes they'll play back closer and sometimes deeper. So that's kind of the scheme that goes with it. Yeah, but you're right on the money in terms of the coverage.
And Therese's interception, I was just, I know it comes down to, 5 or 6 plays. I thought that was one of them, too, where it looks like you're off the field there.
Yep, and you get the penalty. One of the things that really we look for is, say, like, can we match some of the looks from practice into the game? And so when we don't execute sometimes on some of those those can be ones that are frustrating for sure. Go ahead, Gas.
Just to follow up on the Winston play, when you look back at it, how many guys do you feel could have had him down? How many guys did you feel?
I have to go back and look, but I would have to say for sure it had to be, I would think, somewhere in the 4 neighborhood, somewhere of that. 4, I would have to say, 4 to 5.
It's disturbing. I mean, you came into the game, you talked about the 15 missed tackles last week.
Yep.
And how you were going to work on that.
Right.
Make it even more disturbing. And how many did you tally up yesterday?
It was double digits for sure. Wasn't quite as many, but it was high for sure. Higher. And I mean, anytime double digits, that's usually the ratio. You know that you're when you're at that many. That's when it's at its worst.
On the Brian pick, did he just not see Levante David? I mean,
I think he understood where the coverage was, and then sometimes like what Lev was, kind of referring to at that moment. Okay, that one's not there. I got to go somewhere else. So I think that he saw him and thought, I don't know if he thought he'd throw over him, but in that coverage specifically, it's pretty clear where the guys are maneuvered.
Is it more of a bad decision or a bad throw?
Bad decision. Because if he had been up higher, you know, throw it over. You know, sometimes you'll miss that throw, overthrowing it. But as it goes through, there's going to be, decisions to make as it's going. But it was just one, okay, yeah, usually that's the case. Check it down, go somewhere else.
You've talked about being a team that wants to finish,
yep.
Being a team that is a good tackling team, doesn't turn the ball over.
Yep.
Unfortunately, you haven't been those things.
Yeah, not.
Why?
Yep. We're not there yet in terms of the mindset of finishing and the attitude of where we want to go. And there's been times this year for sure that we have. So I don't want to make sure that hasn't been lost. Like I said yesterday, I think we're 6-6 and for a reason, both sides. Were we able to finish on some? Damn right we were. Were we able not to on other occasions? Yeah, you bet. So I'm not going to say it was all one way for the entire season. And it's still going to be the focal point of what we want to do in terms of the fundamentals and, a ball hawking D and one that takes care of it. But I'm not willing to say there's an overall blanket of not going after the ball and not ball hawking on defense and not taking care of it in every game. That would clearly not be the case, based on the score of the turnover margin.
The record would say so. The record would say it's 2 different teams from the first 5.
Correct.
Now, if you superimpose what you saw on film for the first five compared to this? Is this physically a football team that doesn't look the same to you?
I think when you do go back, what were the things that we did well early on that we didn't do well in this stretch? And when you go back through and look through that second and third quarter of the season, I think the ball is a big factor in that. And we did a lot better in that area yesterday in terms of creating turnovers defensively. We had our first forced fumble and seemed like a long time in the fumble recovery and had the interception at the end of the game. But I think that part of our ball was improving. And although it didn't show in the outcome of the game, felt that way and felt better. I think the energy and style we want to play with, that mindset hasn't changed. But as we're going through, there's certainly a difference between, you know, some of the things we did early on to what we're not getting done right now.
Coaches sense, if doubt creeps in, that players are not going to make a play to turn a game into a winning game?
I think there can be at times when I'm playing tight not to make a mistake, and I'm absolutely going for it. And in our program, we want to be just the opposite, where I want to go make it. And I want to run to the pressure. I want to go to it. I want to be right in the front of it. And that's the attitude I'd love for our guys to have.
It's different now from the beginning of the year?
I'd say at some people there is probably some different from the beginning to now. I wouldn't say it's an overall concept for the club. But certainly there's going to be, you know, end-of-the-game scenarios just about every week. It's one of the coolest parts of the league because there's so many games that come right down to it. I'm not interested in saying, well, this one was close or that one was close. There's been lots of, you know, ones early on that were close and now they're not. Really, it just comes down to finding a way to get it done at the end.
Coach, I asked Julio, what were they doing to take him away in the red zone, or why y'all weren't throwing him the balls, you know, fades or whatever, and he said y'all practice them, but he doesn't know what's happening in the game.
Yeah, I'll have to check with who on that one. There's certainly some, you know, that we did take some shots to him yesterday, you know, in the red zone. One I think was going to go his way. We got sacked on another one, so we'll go back and look at that. I want to have him discuss with him in specifically, but you know, we'll go back and see if there's, you know, different things that came up in the game.
Just the red zone problems, to the hot start, they just continue. Do y'all have some potential fixes, some alternative things you can do?
Well, I think, number one, the biggest fix for us, you know, from the percentage while you looked at it, was certainly the turnovers. That's where it started. And so we improved in that area. But there's still the opportunities for us to go and attack. We're going to find ways to do that. It's a big part of what we want to do, especially towards the end of the week, and that's where the preparation goes. We may even add some more emphasis to that earlier in the week.
As a defensive coach, how much input will you try to have with Coach Kyle and the play calling as you all got off to another slow start, didn't get a touchdown to the fourth quarter last two games?
Right. The best way I can help the guys is I can help looking at the other team's defense. And so I look at Carol, this is what this guy might be coached to do here, or this pressure look. So that's generally how I try to support the guys the best way, looking at their defensive side first.
Have you been through a stretch like this in your coaching career?
You'd have to look back. You know, it's been a minute. And but you know what? I don't mind the challenge that comes with it. I will say that. And you know, some of the things that you have to have some struggle, you know, to come out the other side. And it's been a struggle. It's been a fight. And I don't back off of that. You know, I own that we haven't played as well as we can. And, you know, that's our job to make sure collectively as an entire group that we're able to play our best ball. So that's what we're going to get done.
You said you guys are not there yet in terms of finishing.
Yep.
And you want to finish strong.
Yep.
What makes you feel like you can get that done against a Carolina team that's got arguably, the, you know, one of the best defenses around? I mean, it's been hard to score against some of these other teams, let alone you.
Sure. Yeah, no, it's a fair, very fair question, Vaughn. I think the reason I have such belief about what we can do is my belief in the team and what I think we can become. And so as we're starting this fourth quarter of the season, it's my belief in the players that enables me to have this vision of what I want us to play like and the style and the attitude that I want us to go after the ball defensively and the way we own it and the way we attack offensively. So I guess that's where that stems from, is my belief in these players.
You're talking a team that's undefeated, that's looking for, you know, I can understand, you know, maybe a little bit of let up if you're already clinched the playoffs and you're done. These guys are going for something too, and they're playing at home.
No doubt.
And
they're a really good team. And so it's one that they certainly have our respect, but by the same token, you know, we're going to be ready to play too.
And there's not a name attached to it, but the word overwhelmed was used in a report. I don't know if you saw it or
read. I have not.
Matt Ryan is overwhelmed with Shanahan's offense. Any thoughts or if you're hearing it for the first time?
It's for the first time for me, but I think overwhelmed would be a strong statement for a guy who went 30 of 45 and 50% of third downs and had four drops with it. That's my first take on that.
And it also says that Matt has gone to Kyle in a closed door to discuss the offense. I'm assuming that happens
every week, yeah. It does.
But it does read as if it might be something more than what does happen in every facility.
Well, they spend a lot of time together, number one. And we always want our guys to feel like they're at their best. And so that was certainly something as we went through each and every week. What are some plays we like? What things we don't like? What do we want to take out? What do we want to add? So I wouldn't read too much into that only because they spend so much time together. And that partnership, these are things I like. These are how we want to play. That's for sure some stuff that we want from Matt. I think that'd be different for maybe a player who just was coming along. This is how we're going to do it. This guy, you know, he's got some stuff invested in it as well.
Cam Newton, how do you all stop him from running the ball, given what happened on the 3rd-and-19 yesterday?
Fair question. Tackling.
You can take that.
Yep. I don't want to say it any other way, but he's a terrific runner, and every time we're going in to prepare, there's, obviously a style and attitude that you need to tackle with, and I think the people that can break the tackles and have the juice to make somebody miss, you better be on point with your tackling, and we will be.
Coach, Devontae Freeman came back, and yet still there was the imbalance as far as heavily pass versus run.
Right.
I know he caught 10 passes and that may be considered a run, but why? I mean, after watching the Buccaneers have 11 minutes of the ball in the first quarter, purely running the ball, it just seems to beg the question that this team that had so much success earlier on running the football, we've gotten away from that.
Yeah, for sure that's part of the thing that we don't want to get away from in our identity of having balance. And there's certain schemes and games that call for more, but that's something that we certainly talked about and having our balance in the run game for sure. Not getting away from that.
How do you you talk about you still got confidence in these guys, but obviously when thing, momentum goes both ways, and
yep.
Obviously y'all are feeling it the other way now. How do you prevent this from just kind of, to be blunt, totally falling apart over the last month of the season with what's gone on the last 6-7 weeks?
How will it not? Is that what you're asking?
How do you keep it from
sure
snowballing even more than it already
sure
has?
I think the number one thing is we want to go through a real process each and every week to get us ready to play. All the way from Monday, the preparation that goes in Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And for us to be able to be at our best, it's our fundamentals. It's how hard the guys play for one another. And that part I don't question. And so we're going to get our technique right to be at our best. And the guys are really close. It's a tight group. So it's not one where it's pointing fingers. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. And usually that's when your problems happen. That is not the case with this group.
Coach Kirby Smart mentioned today a conversation you guys had that I guess you offered him some advice on how to split your time.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about your relationship with Kirby and also that conversation with
him? Yeah, number one, I'm really excited for Kirby. And long overdue opportunity for him, and what a cool place for him to be up the road in Athens. Not only just for a great job, but, for his history there and playing there. So I'm very excited for him. I went through it just to say I wanted to offer him. I've been through that, where you're getting ready to play a championship game and trying to put a staff together and, how do you go about handling that in the best way, because you want to make sure you're giving all your time and attention to the guys and the fans and everybody who's helped, you have a chance to become a head coach. So I just wanted to share some ideas and insight with him on that.
Grady Jarrett with his first sack yesterday. How have you felt about his progress?
Yesterday, I thought Grady had one of his better games. I thought he was really physical at the line of scrimmage, both in the run game and pushing the pocket. He's somebody that's continually gotten better. And much like Hardy early on, we were trying to fit him in and get him some early on. But he's also somebody that's really coming on.
Just going over the tape, it seems like he had a really good game, especially against the run. How do you feel like?
Yeah, that's what I thought his best was in the run game as well. I think just the the use of his hands, he was playing with really good leverage. And we put those things in combination together, usually you're going to like the results.
Told you Julio would go a month without a touchdown, and you guys wouldn't have a rushing touchdown. I think the date is October 15th. What would you have said that many weeks ago?
Yeah, I would have said I probably don't believe you. that's hard. I didn't know that stat. That would be hard to think that would be the case. Both of them are such unique playmakers. That would surprise me.
I'll ask. Okay. Kevin, I think there's 2-5. Touchdown throwing games. When you start to look at what his game is, you guys start to look at film this week, I don't know if his name would have come up before the year if you would have said, give me a quarterback who's got a couple of 5-touchdown games. I'm assuming you guys are going to see that and realize that his game is at a different place right now.
Yeah, I think that's when you see it. I'm anxious to get onto the tape today. There's a lot of things that they do well. And, I also read that I think they're number one in rush attempts. I think their turnover margin is, up at plus 14 or plus 15. All the things that you would expect from, a team that's playing really well. And then you add that factor in that you said, in terms of the pass catching. It's no doubt that they're playing as well as they are.
In last night's Steelers game,
yep.
Ben threw a ball to Antonio Brown. I think they had double coverage or whatever, and he got it. Do you feel like Julio, no matter what, he's our top threat. I can take him against anybody. I don't care what kind of coverage you're out there. We can get him the ball.
Yes.
He can go make a play. He can go up and make a play.
Yep.
Or whatever.
Do you
feel like, I know he gets a lot of targets.
Yeah, he's always going to get his attention, too. That happens just about every game. Even sometimes middle field, safety leaning that way or the two deep. So I think that's the price of being a really good player. You're going to get the attention that comes your way. So he's certainly accustomed to that, and we are too as an offense.
But you're okay with that.
No doubt.
There's going to be some traffic.
Yes, no doubt. Yep. And I think it comes from, that's the world that he lives in now. And that comes with being a good player, where all the attention goes, not all, but a lot of attention goes to your side. And, we're prepared for that and don't hesitate either.
Do you feel you've given him enough of those kind of opportunities? Hey, go get it.
Yep.
Up to get it.
I do.
Okay. And then lastly with that, Josh Norman's one of the best in the league, and he talks all the time about, hey, I can shut this guy down. What do you think of Norman?
I said, we'll find out. I do like his style and his attitude that he's playing with. Just from the games I've seen, when we've had an offer, I think they played on Thanksgiving. So style and attitude of DB, I like that.
75% of the season in, you get a chance, and I don't know if you think about it more week to week as opposed to the whole season.
Yep.
But guys that are ticking up in terms of better players than you thought maybe they would be, one of the reasons maybe that teams are 12-0, 10-2, is they have more guys that seem to be playing a little bit beyond what everybody thought their initial ability was.
Yep.
Do you have enough of those here, and is that sort of how
I think it's a great storyline and one that I think teams that are usually playing the well, there's some guys that are really fulfilling and in some cases dominating their role. It's a slot receiver. It's the second. It's usually not the star marquee player that you may talk about in that way. It's not the quarterback, but it's a guy on special teams that's leading the league in tackles. Those are the kind of roles that usually develop amongst those teams. And it's often not defined until the season is underway. So I think it's a good time to talk about some of those guys who come up and step up in the right spots to do that.
Do you have enough here?
We're still trying to create ways to say, how do guys do things best? But I think that we do. And we're anxious to see some of those guys. In your role, are you dominating? In your role, can you make sure of these 15 or 20 plays that you're a factor in the game?
Coach Lamar Holmes was waived. What was the situation there? Is it injury or?
Yes, he was just from the setback he had all the way, had to do another surgery and then get back going on the rehab. So it was a long road back for him for sure.
Dan, more frustrated or angry?
Angry.
Players are angry about it because you keep talking about how tight knit they are. But
yeah, no, for sure they are.
I'm not trying to imply that there's divisive.
Yeah.
Anger can lead to that.
Yeah, and sometimes anger can be fueled and used in the right way too. Sometimes it can be as a motivator, and it can be as used as an emotion that way too. So, for sure, that's for sure where it is for me. Just because my belief in them is so strong, and I want them to fully understand that as well.
You're hiding the anger well.
Last question, guys.
You said that word pretty quickly. The answer to that one came pretty quickly.
It did, yeah.
Different than maybe a couple of weeks ago. How do you express it? And does that mean you not doing your job? You might be watching somebody else do your job. You're at that point now where the expression of anger is you determine minutes more than anybody else. Minutes might be divvied out a little bit differently.
Yeah, not in that topic. I'm not at. For me, it's more. When these moments come at the end, let's make damn sure well we know how to finish. And when our opportunities come, let's go make that play. So it's not an anger directed at somebody. It's in the situation, can we get this thing done in the right way?
Coach,
sure.
What, what do you feel you've gotten from Brooks Reed and Justin Durant, you know, two guys that you signed multi-year deals for?
Right. Right. Let's kind of start with JD first, and then we'll go over to Brooks. With JD, it's the versatility he plays in our base and our nickel package. It's the speed that, you know, we wanted to bring into our defense to make sure we could just be absolutely flying. So I think that would be the first part with him. With Brooks, we're hoping for an edge setter who could also provide some pass rush as well. We're starting to feature him a little bit more in the nickel package right now. We flipped him and Sko some, and we'll see if we stay down that road depending on, you know, the game plan in the week. So we did that for the last 2 weeks. But that's kind of what I see so far from those guys. Have they given us enough? Yeah, they're giving all they got.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. You guys have a good day. All right. Thanks for your time.